Crunch Time is brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips, the official salty snack of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kelcook Presents Crunch Time. My special guest is none other than star nose tackle Benny Logan.
Not a star, but hey.
You're getting to that point, though.
No.
When you go to the Pro Bowl at the end of this season, which fans can vote now, no pressure for the rest of the year, but nonetheless, when the fans help get you to the Pro Bowl, who are you going to take with you?
Who am I going to take with me to the Pro Bowl? Good question. Probably my cousin, because he helped, you know, set the foundation and helped me, you know, get a jump start at LSU. Okay. And just helped me get seen, so I definitely will reward
him. Cousin's name?
Harry Gary.
You gotta give him love here.
Yeah, Harry Gary. I'll definitely take my cousin to the Pro Bowl with me. Favorite. That's in Hawaii?
I believe it's in Hawaii once again.
Oh, yeah.
Does that change things now? Just
yeah.
Take more people because now everyone's
yeah,
going
to
be
I have
like,
to take more people definitely okay. to Hawaii with me.
Sounds good. Now, what is the toughest part of playing the nose tackle position? The underappreciated part of it.
The toughest part about playing the nose tackle position, I would definitely say just doubles. Like, you always get double teamed a lot, like a whole lot. And a lot of teams like kind of like scheme, try to scheme, block you, and do different kind of things. They just adjust to on the run, or once you get to the sideline, correct them. But that would definitely be the biggest thing. But other than that, I just have fun with it.
You don't get a chance to put up the big sack tolls.
Nah,
the other defensive line again. I'm sure that's probably a tough part of it.
It is, but the thing is, like, we have really good pass rushes. So I feel like if I stop the run and allow the old guys to rush the passes, I mean, that's a win for me or whatnot. I don't really care about it. The sacks is good.
Of course.
On the stat sheets or whatnot, but anytime we get a team win out of it, I'm always happy. So
a couple weeks ago against the Saints,
uh-huh.
You took down Drew Brees, your first sack since the 2013 season,
yeah.
If I'm correct. Did you know what to do at that point? Were you like,
celebrate?
Do I dance?
No, I didn't celebrate anything. I was always told, you know, just act like you've been there before. So I didn't celebrate, I didn't dance or anything like that. I made a sack. You know, I got up. Next snap, I ain't really.
Now,
really
Benny, Benny, you were a third-round pick.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever look at the list of guys who were taken before?
Oh, man, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
I've been there. I think, like, last year or something like that, all the deep tackles that went ahead of me and things like that, I think only one guy really outperformed me was Shelton Richardson with the Jets, who's a real good guy, good player. I'm a real good friend. Like, we talk whenever we meet and stuff like that. I think he was the only one really outperforming. Like, the other guys, you know, was pretty average. So, but I don't really let that get to him. I just use that extra motivation, that extra fuel. Like, everybody overlooked me because they said I was this and I was that. So I just go out there and just try to, that's just another chip I have on my shoulder to go out there and just dominate more.
All right, Benny, so you went to LSU.
Yes.
You're from Coushatta?
Coushatta.
Coushatta, Louisiana.
Coushatta, Louisiana.
Have a nice, thick Southern accent.
Yeah.
In the Eagles locker room, I'm sure there's some guys that meet you for the first time and they're like,
what is he saying?
What is Benny saying?
Exactly.
Are there guys in the locker room who you talk to that you're like, I don't know what that cat's saying?
I wouldn't say in the locker room, but just in the city.
Really?
People up here talk so fast. Someone used to being from Louisiana, everybody talk like slow, you can understand them. And people like talk like they're racing. And when I first got here, I always tell people like, huh? Like, what you say? And this and that. And then I just got to a point I was just saying like, yeah, okay. But people talk fast.
You just shake your head. They can
say exactly.
All
like, I don't even know. Like, they talk so fast. I just start agreeing with what they say.
So what about Chappelle? He talks faster than pretty much anyone.
Chappelle, he talks fast, but you can understand. Like, sometimes you can't understand his word because they run over. But most of the time, you can understand what he's saying. So, yeah.
So, Sunday night, prime time.
Prime time, baby.
The undefeated
yes.
Carolina Panthers. What is the toughest aspect of going against a quarterback like Cam Newton, who obviously very talented from an arm-throwing standpoint, but very big. You know he's a threat to run with the football. You take off any point. What's the biggest challenge there?
The biggest challenge, you know, regardless of, like, all this physical ability is just the energy that they're coming off of a big win against Seahawks. Them feeding off of that going into a Sunday night primetime game is like a lot of energy and momentum going in their favor. So, of course, they're going to be hyped for a big game they're going to be looking forward to. But Cam Newton is a big runner, passing quarterback. He's doing a better job of passing the ball the past year. But at the same time, if you give those them lanes to run, he definitely will put the ball down and get the big yardage. So we just got to be containing our rush and just make sure we just handle him, you know, every snap.
So another big game by Sunday.
Yes, definitely.
If it's in prime time, you know what happens.
Exactly.
One step closer to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Future Pro Bowl nose tackle Benny Logan, our special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Cal Cook presents Crunch Time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris McPherson, and we'll see you next week.